Time now for the clean joke of the day, and here once again is Nikki Morse.
Well, you know, Ron, in Spanish, unlike English, nouns are designated as either masculine or feminine, right?
True.
Well, a Spanish teacher split her class into male and female groups and asked them to decide whether computer should be masculine or feminine noun. Each group was asked to give four reasons for its recommendation. So the men's group decided that computer should definitely be the feminine gender.
Okay.
La computadora. Because, number one, no one but their creator understands their internal logic. Number two, the native language they use to communicate with other computers is incomprehensible to everybody else. Number three, even the smallest mistakes are stored in long-term memory for possible later retrieval.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
And four, as soon as you make a commitment to one, you find yourself spending half your paycheck on accessories for it. Gets better. The women's group, however, concluded that computers should be masculine, el computador, because, number one, in order to do anything with them, you have to turn them on. Number two, they have a lot of data, but still can't think for themselves. Number three, they are supposed to help you solve problems, but half the time they are the problem. And number four, as soon as you commit to one, you realize that you had waited a little longer, you could have gotten a better model.
I would say all of that's pretty logical.
A little bit.
Oh, my goodness. Especially the thing about long-term memory.
Why did I think you'd pick that one out of everything?
Because women never forget anything.
Not if you're lucky.
I, on the other hand, can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday.
That's why we're around.